So going concern just means that businesses are expected to stay in business for the foreseeable future. And so financial statements are prepared on the assumption that the businesses are going concern, they're going to carry on for the foreseeable future, that they're not going to liquidate, they're not going to stop trading. So the main significance of this is that the assets in the business then do not need to be valued at their breakup value because they're not going to be broken up and sold. So the breakup value is the amount that'd be sold for, sold off for, if the business were to be broken up. But we assume it's not. So let's say that you've got an asset of 100,000. Let's make it easier. You've got an asset worth 100, okay? And it's got a 10-year life. So what we're going to do is we're going to spread that 100 over 10 years. We're going to expense it to our profit and loss account in an account called depreciation for 10 years. So you've got 100 and then depreciation of 10, meaning your asset's in at 90 at the end of year one. At the end of year two, you'd spread another 10. So the asset's gone from 90 down to 80. The 10 expense gone to the P&L. And you do that each year. 10 expense going to the P&L. So your asset goes 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, etc. each year. And we call that the carrying amount. And we disregard what it would be sold for, what its breakup value is, because we're not going to break up. So as far as we're aware, it's a going concern. So it's fine, even though the asset value to be sold off might be more or less, we can ignore that. We can just keep depreciating it at 10 a year because this is a going concern.